Before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about a source of powerful free resources to help you as a parent or grandparent get equipped to invest in the faith of the next generation. Our Next Gen website has been designed to help empower you to navigate tough issues with the young people in your life. At Next Gen, you'll find articles, entertainment reviews from a Christian perspective, parenting stories, helpful parenting guides, and even answers to the tough questions. All these resources are free as you engage on the front line of raising the next generation for Jesus. So why not register today at premierinsight.org/resources to receive free resources from NextGen. That's premierinsight.org/resources. And now it's time for today's podcast.
Bringing the Word to Life. The Bible in a year.
Joshua 15. The allotment for the tribe of Judah, according to its clans, extended down to the territory of Edom to the desert of Zin in the extreme south. The southern boundary started from the bay of the southern end of the Dead Sea, crossed south of Scorpion Pass, continued to Zin, and went over to the south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it ran past Hezron up to Adar and curved around to Karkah. It then passed along to Asmon and joined the Wadi of Egypt, ending at the Mediterranean Sea. This is their southern boundary. The eastern boundary is the Dead Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. The northern boundary started from the Bay of the Sea at the mouth of the Jordan, went up to Beth Hogla, continued north of Beth Araba to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. The boundary then went up to Debir from the valley of Achor and continued north to Gilgal, which faces the pass of Adumin, south of the gorge. It continued along the waters of En Shemesh and went out to En Rogel. Then it ran up the valley of Ben Hinnom along the southern slope of the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem. From there it climbed to the top of the hill west of the Hinnom valley at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From the hilltop the boundary headed toward the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, came out of the tent of Mount Ephron and went down towards Bala, that is Kiriath Jearim. Then it curved westward from Bala to Mount Seir, ran along the northern slope of Mount Jearim, that is Kesalon, continued down to Beth Shemesh, and crossed to Timana. It went to the northern slope of Ekron, turned towards Shikiron, passed along the Mount Bala, and reached Dabneel. The boundary ended at the sea. The western boundary is the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries around the people of Judah by their clans. In accordance to the Lord's command to him, Joshua gave Caleb, son of Jephunneh, a portion of Judah, Kiriath Araba, that is Hebron. Araba was the forefather of Anak. From Hebron, Caleb drove out the three Anakites, Shashir, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. From there he marched against the people living in Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kithira, Sefer, Othniel, son of Kenaz." Caleb's brother took it, so Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him in marriage. One day, when she came to Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What can I do for you?" She replied, "Do me a special favour. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of Judah according to its clans. The southernmost towns of the tribe of Judah in the Negev toward the boundary of Edom were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kinar, Dimnoah, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithan, Ziph, Telim, Beloth, Azur Hadath, Kiroth Hezron, that is Hazor, Aman, Shema, Molada, Hazur Gadath, Heshmon, Beth Pelit, Hazur Shual, Bathsheba, Bizoath, Bala, Iam, Ezim, El Tolad, Kisil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Leboath, Shilim, Ain, Rimon, a total of 29 towns and their villages. In the western foothills, Ethtoal, Zorath, Ashna, Zenoah, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jamuth, Adulam, Soka, Askia, Sharim, Adithan, and Gedera, 14 towns and their villages, Zenan, Hadash, Hadasha, Migdal, Zenan, Hadasha, Migdalgad, Dilion, Zipha, Jokthil, Lachish, Bokath, Eglon, Kabon, Lamas, Kidlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nama, Makada, 16 towns and their villages, Libna, Etha, Ashan, Ipath, Itha, Ashna, Nezib, Kila, Aksib, Marasha, 9 towns and their villages, Ekron with its surrounding settlements and villages west of Ekron, all that were in the vicinity of Ashdod together with their villages, Ashdod, its surrounding settlements and villages, and Gaza, its settlements and villages as far as the Wadi in Egypt and the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. In the hill country, Shamir, Jatir, Soko, Danan, Kirith Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshimol, Anim, Geshon, Holon, Gilo, 11 towns and their villages, Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns and their villages, Maun, Kamel, Zif, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zanoa, Cain, Kipde, Gibeh, and Timna, 10 towns and their villages, Hahul, Beth Zor, Gedor, Marath, Beth Anoth, and Eltikon, 6 towns and their villages, Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns and their villages, and in the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midin, Sekaka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi, 6 towns and their villages. Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites, who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah.
Proverbs 25. These are more Proverbs of Solomon compiled by the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah. It is the glory of the Lord to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of kings. As the heavens are high and the earth is deep, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Remove the dross from the silver, and a silversmith can produce a vessel. Remove wicked officials from the king's presence, and his throne shall be established through righteousness. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. It is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than for him to humiliate you before his nobles. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court, for what will you do in the end if your neighbour puts you to shame? If you take your neighbour to court, do not betray another's confidence, or the one who hears it may shame you, and the charge against you will stand. Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a ruling rightly given. Like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is a rebuke of a wise judge to a listening ear. Like a snow-cooled drink at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to the one who sends him. He refreshes the spirit of his master. Like clouds and wind without rain is the one who boasts of gifts never given. Through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone. If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it, and you will vomit. Seldom set a foot in your neighbour's house. Too much of you, and they will hate you. Like a club or a sword or a sharp arrow is the one who gives false testimony against a neighbour. Like a broken tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in the time of trouble. Like one who takes away a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on a wound, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Like a north wind that brings unexpected rain is a sly tongue which provokes a horrified look. Better to live on a corner of a roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honourable to search out matters that are too deep. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control.
For more resources to help you bring the word to life, go to premier.org.uk/Bible.
The This reading has been taken from the NIV Bible Biblica and is published by Hodder and Stoughton.